Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Late and Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today, I'm going to be talking about ways to increase your reach, ways to develop an audience, develop a following, and most importantly, I'm going to be talking about ethical ways to do this. So most of the time, you hear about lots of scam artists and people in black hat ways of trying to develop audiences online, things that are oriented towards clickbait and things like that. The strategies I'm going to present today, both in this episode and in the next one, are designed for ethical ways of increasing your reach. All right. And so they're designed not for ease, but for ways that actually work and to do it ethically. So the strategies I'm going to be talking about are helpful for extending your reach, finding and creating audiences, making comments useful, turning old content into new content, and updating and revising content. So, now that that's all said, let me give you the first five reasons, and then the next episode I'll give you the second five. So, these are ethical ways to increase your reach. The first is to rewrite content for the venue. Now, what do I mean by this? I mean by if you're a journalist, if you're a podcaster, whatever it is, whatever kind of content you produce, you need to make sure that you revise based on where you're sharing your content. So if you share your content on Facebook, write it for your Facebook audience. If you share it on Twitter, write it for your Twitter audience. If you share it on Snapchat, if you share it on Reddit, if you share it on Rafter, wherever, whatever social network you're sharing it, make sure you design that content for the place of distribution. Now, why is this so important? It's important because it means that A, you need to know about your audience and who you have, and B, it means you know that you differentiate the different types of distribution channels and essentially marketing arms that you have in terms of social media. And a lot of different places are starting to realize that they need to do this because it's no longer acceptable just to share your content across all social media because you're not reaching the same audience. Facebook now skews in the 40s and the 50s. Twitter skews late 20s and then the 30s. And Snapchat skews 14 to the early 20s. And so you have to think about the type of audience that you're reaching with your particular social media site and then try to tailor the content to that venue. And so, you know, you can just think here about, this is sort of obvious, right? If you're going to have an Instagram account, you want to make sure it's image oriented. Or if you have a Snapchat account, you want to make sure it's video oriented. If you have a Twitter account, you want to make sure it's a quote oriented so that people can quote it in that 140 character limit. But again, it's just a matter of thinking about how you can rewrite the content and change the content across different platforms. And my piece of advice here is to actually, you probably need to have a slight permutation for each content and create a new web page depending on the number of social media platforms you have. So, for instance, let's use a concrete example here of what I'm talking about. First, you write an article, let's say you're a journalist for New York Times. And then if you're that particular journalist, you might tweak all the paragraphs just a little bit for Facebook, and then tweak them again for Twitter. But the important thing here is that you now have three separate web pages, not just keep rewriting the article, but you actually have different instantiations and permutations of that same article across your web, the website. All right, now let's move on to strategy number two. Strategy number two is pretty straightforward, but it's helpful. It's updating and rewriting old content so that old content doesn't get old. And what's important here is to think about the text as something that is changeable and can be allowed to change. And you can think about this in terms of text is no longer static, but it can be updated and changed. And audiences accept those changes. Personally, I like to sort of take the view that when you see text as changeable and mutable, text becomes much more like speaking. And so we can sort of approach writing and content production is more like speaking and content production. So, the next strategy, number three, creating and managing forums. So here, this is pretty straightforward, but it's important to remember that a lot of journalists and a lot of content producers, they don't want audience participation happening directly on their website, directly on the piece of content. So what they end up doing is they end up creating a different forum for people to participate, get those comments off the direct article or away from the initial content. But what's most important is that you need to also manage and monitor those forums. You need to actively delete, respond carefully, participate sharply, but not too much, right? You have to sort of, if you start participating too much, you might drive your audience away, but also if you don't participate enough, people don't think it's very meaningful. So there's a lot that goes into managing and creating forums that I think it's easy to say create and manage forums. However, it ends up being a lot of labor. So it's one thing to say that you need to manage and create forums. It's another thing to do it. All right. Strategy number four. Host synchronous Q&A. Now, we have examples of this all the time, right? Where people do AMAs for Reddit and other things like that. But what's important here is that the synchronous Q&A has to be synchronous. And the reason why is because audiences like to feel included. It creates a mood of inculcation, an ambiance of inculcation. And so the important thing to remember here is that you can do a synchronous Q&A in a whole variety of forums. You can do it on Facebook, you can do it on Twitter, you can do it on Reddit. But the important thing is that synchronicity and making sure it's live. All right. And the last strategy for today, number five, build new content from comments. Build new content from comments. What do I mean by this? A lot of people are already doing this, right? 538 interviewed internet commenters, as did the New York Times. But use comments in your articles, in your future articles. You can create articles and content by stitching together a variety of comments. You can also use the comments to help you think about themes that your audience is interested in. So you could use the actual comments, but you could also use the themes or ideas of the comments that you receive in order to build new content. All right? So those are the first five ways to ethically increase your reach. And then in the next episode, I'll talk about the subsequent five, which are a little bit more complicated and may involve a little bit more technical skill. But again, they're still ethical and they still do work. All right. So once again, this has been Leighton Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. If you want to contact me, my email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com. And my Twitter handle is @MereSophistry. So once again, thanks for listening.